to MSU News Sports. I'm Tim Kearns, and this is Panther Preview with Beverly football head coach Andy Morenci, brought to you by the Gloria Food Store, 264 Rantoul Street in Beverly, for the best in deli meats, subs, and platters in the area. It's the Gloria Food Store. Coach, another week, another fourth quarter loss, but still the fight remains.
That's right. You know, we... It was very disappointing to come out of Malden Catholic last week with a loss. You know, we thought we had the game. We were leading in the fourth. We showed the ability once again to run the ball on our opponent. But my hat's off to them. They played a tough game. They got into it. We got into it. You had many lead changes. It was an exciting game to watch. But in the end, we just weren't able to get it done. So we just got to find a way to pick ourselves up and move on.
Certainly, you know, everybody says it and still says it. You're the toughest one in 17 around.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's the kind of the nature of the beast we are right now. And I think that if, you know, at the end of the day, you always try to find silver linings as a head coach in high school football. And inevitably, you know, we talk to the kids about that. There's no quitting them. They're fighting everybody. Again, MC plays in the Catholic Lodge, so they're not a typical losing team either. And they were big. But we were able to push them around a little bit, especially running the ball. We had a pretty good day, so that's a positive.
You know, despite the record, as we've talked before, the effort still remains there. The fight is still there. It's just not the end result is as satisfactory as you'd like it to be, or as it's been in years past. Yet Revere coming up. What do you see in this particular matchup?
Yeah, you know, Coach Lulu and Chikatilo do a great job. They'll be prepared. They're young, but they're quick and fast. So what they lack maybe in size, they definitely have in speed, football speed. They play tough like us a little bit. They play people tough all year, and we expect another battle. We respect Revere a lot. We know they're a good football program.
Psychologically for the kids, what's the hardest thing for them? With such high expectations coming into the season and dealing with what has transpired?
I think, you know, the kids are disappointed. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it's a lesson learned in sports sometimes. You know, how inevitably, if you don't end up on top at the end of the day on the scoreboard, you still have to look at some of the things gained as a person, as a player, as a student-athlete, character, grit, toughness. And, you know, football, you know, offers a lot of tenets and ideals, and that's why a lot of people play it. It makes you tougher and stronger, and at the end of the day, you know, the kids are the biggest priority, and what they do off the field is ultimately the most important thing. So I think all football coaches would agree with that. It's just, you know, you do want them to get the pleasure of a victory, and these are the things that we're grappling with. But lucky for me, we do have high-quality kids, and they have shown the ability to pick themselves up and, like I said, and play tough every week.
Every game you've been in this year has basically been a tight, close-scoring game, down and deep into the fourth quarter. Sometimes in the last play, the last drive, the outcome has been decided. Has that limited your ability to get some of your second stringers into the game to get them first-hand experience?
That's a good point. You know, I think that, you know, we haven't had a lot of those second, barring for injury, because we have had injuries where guys have stepped in. But that's true. At the end of the game, besides the Malden game, we haven't been able to get a lot of kicks in time. But, you know, again, in varsity football, it's kind of the nature of the beast. You know, 11 guys are on the field, and it's not really meant to be competitive sometimes to play everybody. I think every guy who's played football knows that. So even though that is one of the negatives, I do think our younger crew is solid, and they understand that for sure.
You know, one of the things I think a lot of kids don't understand in this day and age with I'm going to say helicopter parents hanging around and the idea of user fees, it's still about putting the best team on the field to be competitive, because that's the lesson that you're ultimately learning. And many times you've got to earn your stripes. You've got to bide your time. You've got to wait for your turn to come through to get that playing time. And if you're not, you know, unless you're really an exceptional player and you just simply surpass everybody else, it's about earning it. And we've all gone through that. And I think it's tough for kids today to handle that. Like, well, I paid, I should be playing.
That's right. You know, I think with the era of user fees, this is one of the problems that you're faced with, because this is a part of the deal, the nature of the beast. You know, all of us, including myself, have sat on the bench for years at different levels because that's what we're required to do that for that particular team. So you do have to earn the stripes, and it's one of those lessons learned once you're done playing. I think that down the road, a lot of football players are able to realize that after the fact. I think that nobody likes to not play, but I do think that's, you know, part of the deal going in as a football player. Not only do you have to be a good teammate, but you got to be ready to sacrifice, and sometimes that sacrifice means being a good practice player, being there for the guys who get on the field, giving them the unconditional support, and being ready when your number's called by the coach.
Thanks. Thanks for your time and your candor there. Good luck this weekend against Revere.
Thank you very much, Tim. I appreciate it.
That's my coach, Andrew Morency, head coach of the Panthers here in Beverly with Panther Preview. I'm Tim Kearns for MSO New Sports.